of a Sunday crown. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle. He'll win the next go-round. It's boots and
guess
chaps,
what today is, Frank?
Hats,
just guess. Ticket sales dropped today for Agribition. So for everybody who's getting excited, you can now go ahead, get your tickets for the Agribition, and you will be seeing not only Miss Rodeo Agribition there of 2025, Miss Abby Hart, but also in the same person, the newly crowned Miss Rodeo Canada 2026, Abby Hart joins me on the line right now. Welcome to the Evan Bray Show, Abby. And congratulations. You were recently, we were just chatting off air. You don't have the official crown yet for Miss Rodeo Canada 2026. You have the lady in waiting crown, but this is a recent title for you. So how are you reacting to this? And what have your recent days been like since you were named Miss Rodeo Canada 2026?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Honestly, it's been kind of surreal so far. Like, it's only been about a week and a half since I was crowned, and I've been quite busy, but I'm taking a little bit of time now to just kind of settle into it and just get used to kind of what my new life is going to be like for the next year.
Okay, so I want to get into all of that, but you're speaking with us from Edam, Saskatchewan, which is the town that you are from. So lots of Saskatchewan pride in having one of our own crowned Miss Rodeo Canada 2026, but there must be so much pride in the town of Edam today. What's the reaction been that you've been getting over the last week and a bit?
Yeah, they've been absolutely so much fun to celebrate with, and so many familiar faces too. I mean, we're a small town of 400 people, so it's been just wonderful to be out in the town and get to chat with everyone that has supported me all along the way. And, you know, I work in Edam as well. I work at the long-term care facility, and it's just been so much fun to celebrate with my residents and celebrate with the staff there.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so tell me, what has your road been to Miss Rodeo Canada? What does one do to achieve this title?
Yeah, for sure. So you have to hold a pro title within the CPRA. So I was obviously holding Miss Rodeo Agribition going into Miss Rodeo Canada. And just prior, you know, we're prepping months in advance. Our applications for Miss Rodeo Canada come out about 3 months in advance of the competition, but you're prepping even before then. So
wow.
I really knew that I was competing for Miss Rodeo Canada in about April of last year. So it really
wow.
Yeah.
April 2024.
2025.
Oh, so April of this year. Okay.
Yeah.
But still.
So it hasn't really been a dream of mine that long to hold Miss Rodeo Canada. But I just really, you know, I really sunk into my role as Miss Rodeo Agribition, and I really wanted to prove myself that I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, I really reached out to, honestly, any resource that was able to help me and just put the work in to make this possible for myself. There's so many categories that we have to compete in at the Miss Rodeo Canada competition, and you really need to excel in each and every one of those to be able to come out Miss Rodeo Canada.
Tell me about that. What did the competition look like?
Yeah, for sure. So we started with a written exam, which tests our knowledge on basically everything rodeo, equine science, CPRA history, Miss Rodeo Canada history. And then we moved on to our personal interviews. And that's just, you know, we get to have a conversation with our judges. Like, it's formal, but you just really want to make sure you can show them your personality as much as possible and then your knowledge on the CPRA and everything rodeo. And then we moved into horsemanship. So we got to perform patterns in front of our judges and just kind of show our abilities on horseback. It's one of our main jobs as Miss Rodeo Canada is to be able to ride. So it's a really big category that we have to complete. And then public speaking as well, like personal interview as well as public speaking is also a really big part of our job. So our public speaking, we have to do one prepared speech, and then we have three impromptu speeches as well. And then our last and final day was Friday, and we had to do some modeling. So that's just kind of a fun day. We got to be a part of the fashion show, and yeah, it was just really, really fun.
I feel like when people hear Miss Anything competition, they're immediately just thinking beauty pageant. But like you just mentioned, a whole ream of things that would not usually be part of a beauty pageant. I wonder if there's been anything in here, like you're a competitor in the rodeo before all of this, and you still are. Was there anything about this competition in particular that surprised you or that taught you anything new about the rodeo as you were preparing for the exam, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been learning all year about our Professional Rodeo Association, and it's been a lot of fun to be able to be on the other side of things, because being a competitor and then being a representative for rodeo is a lot different. So to me, it was just really fun to be able to, you know, sit on both sides of that and be a competitor while I was being a representative for rodeo, because I don't know, it's kind of fun. You get to dip your fingers in both pies and really get a sense of a full, like, well-rounded athlete in the rodeo industry.
Mm. If you're just joining us, I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray this week, and I'm speaking with Miss Rodeo Agribition 2025, Abby Hart, who was recently crowned Miss Rodeo Canada 2026. Abby, how is this role going to differ from your Miss Rodeo Agribition role that you've had throughout this year?
Honestly, I want to try and stay as genuine and authentic to myself. So I think the biggest change is that I'm going from representing, you know, Agribition and the province of Saskatchewan to the entire country. And I think that's going to be, you know, the biggest change. I don't want to change anything about myself and anything about the way that I've represented, because I'm really proud of the way that I've represented our province, but I just want to bring it to a larger scale now.
Okay, wonderful. You are, as we just mentioned, still Miss Rodeo Agribition. As I mentioned off the top, Agribition tickets now on sale. What's your message to people as they prepare for Agribition in the coming weeks?
Get your tickets. It's going to be a really fun show. We're on our 54th edition of Canadian Western Agribition, and we've got a lot going on. We have our brand new event, too, on Tuesday night of the show, Family Night at the Chutes, and we've got a lot going on for our kids in Regina and in Saskatchewan. And, you know, we've got so much fun planned that night. And then, of course, the Maple Leaf Circuit rolls into town on Wednesday and right through till Saturday. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we're going to crown our new Miss Rodeo Agribition 2026 on Wednesday night of the show. And our applications for that are actually still open until tomorrow. So if anyone's still working on their application, mm-hmm. try to get it in before tomorrow.
Well, what is your advice to anybody working on their application, other than, of course, get it in now? Abby, but you've been in that position, and you're going to be, I guess, handing off your Miss Rodeo Agribition crown and putting on your lady-in-waiting Miss Rodeo Canada 2026 crown around this time. So what's your advice to anybody looking to take your crown?
Yeah, for sure. I think just try and be as authentic to yourself as possible in this time, and just prepare how you would think you want to prepare. Don't let anyone tell you how to prepare and get ready for this moment, because honestly, I don't think that anyone could prepare you for either moment that happens in that dirt. You know, you walk away from it a completely changed person, and I knew that last year when I was standing in that dirt, either way, if I would have lost or if I would have won, it was going to change my life and just open so many doors for me that weren't possible before that competition. So I think if I even have some girls on air listening that are still a little hesitant to submit their applications, just submit them, and you never know what's going to come of this or what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Submit it and go from there. It's always good to have choices. Abby Hart, what comes next for you? I know you're just on the cusp of starting your year as Miss Rodeo Canada 2026, but is there Miss Rodeo World that you could compete for? Like, what's on the horizon?
No, actually, so this is as high as you can go in the Miss Rodeo competitions. I've reached the top so soon in my Miss Rodeo career, but after this year, I think I'm just gonna kind of see what this year brings for me and the doors that are opening. I'm currently a practical nursing student. I've taken a leave from school. So I might go back to school after this is done, or, you know, my life might be taken in a completely other direction. So we're just going to see how the year goes. And I have about 14 months yet left in my Miss Rodeo Canada career. So
what sort of commitment are we looking at? Like, how busy will this be keeping you?
Very busy. As Miss Rodeo Canada, I know Cody Wilson. She did over 400 appearances in her year.
Wow.
So, yeah, you stay really, really busy. So it's a big jump. I did about over 85 just as Miss Rodeo Agribition. So it's a lot more commitment, and we stay busy pretty much the full 365 days.
Wow. And have you noticed any changes in yourself over the last year? Because that's still a lot of appearances, more than 80 appearances in the span of just this year. About to step into a lot more. How have you seen yourself grow as a person over the last year?
Yeah, absolutely. I have seen myself grow immensely. I, you know, even 2 years ago before I started this journey, I was, you know, on a pretty dark path and not going, no, I didn't have my life planned out at all. And I was just, you know, this Miss Radio, the programs have kind of saved me and kind of changed my life in a lot of ways. And I'm just really happy with the fact that I can be 100% myself now and represent something that I'm super passionate about and super proud of.
Amazing. Abby Hart, Miss Rodeo Agribition 2025, newly crowned Miss Rodeo Canada 2026, representing Saskatchewan and, of course, her very proud small town of Edam, where she joins us from today. Abby, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. All right. I'm Tamara Cherry filling in for Evan Bray. We are coming to the end of the show, but a few things that I want to share before we get there. Coming up on the other side of the break, you are listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.